Blackstone Audio presents Destiny's Road by Larry Niven. This book is read by Richard Powers.
Part 1. 1. The Caravan. We have experience of the earlier interstellar colony, Camelot. Considerable information reached Earth from Camelot, describing both mistakes and success, before communication stopped. Destiny is our second try. Destiny will succeed.
Naren Singh,
Secretary General, United Nations, 2427 AD. 2722 AD, Spiral Town. Junior, at 14, had grown tall enough to reach the highest cupboard. She stretched up on tiptoe, found the speckle shaker by feel, and brought it down. Then she saw what was happening to the bacon. She shouted, "Jem, Jem, Jemmy!" Jemmy's 11-year-old mind was all in the world beyond the window. Junior snatched up a potholder and moved the pan off the burner. The bacon wasn't burned, not yet, not quite. "Sorry," Jemmy said without turning. "Junior? There's a caravan coming." "You never saw a caravan." Junior looked through the long window northeastward. "Dust. Maybe it's the caravan. Here, turn this." Jemmy finished cooking the bacon. Junior shook salt and speckles on the eggs, sparingly, and returned the shaker to the cupboard. Brenda, who should have been stirring the eggs, and Thonny and Gree-Gree and Ronnie were all crowded along the long window. The Blucher family's major treasure, one sheet of glass a meter tall, 3 meters from side to side, to watch what was, after all, only a dust plume. They ate bread and scrambled hen's eggs and orange juice. Brenda, who was 10, fed Jane, who was 4 months old. Mom and Dad had been up for hours doing farm work. Mom was eating poached platyfish eggs. Platyfish were destiny life. Their bodies didn't make fat. Mom was trying to lose weight. Jemmy wolfed his breakfast, for all the good that did. The rest of the children were finished, too. The younger kids squirmed like their chairs were on fire, but you couldn't ask Mom and Dad to hurry. They weren't exactly dawdling, but the kids' urgency amused them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?